Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
All right, you had what you gave him, one job, and he blew it. JP had an incident where luckily he was saved, but he had one job. Could have blown it. We're going to tell him not to worry about it. There's comfort in numbers. Lots of guys do this. We'll take your phone calls, 404-263-0941. Tell us all about the one job you gave your man and how he dropped the ball. Alexis in Cartersville, he had one job. What was it?
I spent hours on this, like, Pinterest project thing for my daughter's preschool for Christmas party last year. Uh-huh. All he had to do was deliver it. He just had to take it. He didn't.
So you built the whole thing, and he sent the kid to school, leaving the project at home on the table.
100%. It was grapes in, like, a Christmas tree shape with raspberries for the strings and the thing. And so I called the room mom, and I said, okay, so how was it? She said, what are you talking about?
Oh, no. Oh, no. And did he get home first, or did you get home first?
Oh, it was bad. It was bad.
Did you get home and see it just sitting there?
Oh, no. I knew when I called the room, I knew, like, midday at work that he didn't take it. So I called him and, what are you doing? I got this beautiful thing. You didn't take it.
He had one job.
It wasn't good. One job.
Molly in Roswell, he had one job. Just one job.
Yeah. So when we were first married, I told my husband to pick up salad and bread from the store on the way home, and he came home with beer and condoms.
No salad?
Okay, well, maybe in high school, salad was code for something.
Maybe.
Laura in Stockbridge, she had one job.
Oh, my goodness. So on the night of our wedding, he was supposed to get his friends together to do this cute dance for me and the rest of our family and friends, and he totally forgot to do it.
So they had already rehearsed the dance and he forgot to execute it, or he completely forgot to teach anyone and tell anyone about the dance?
To teach them, to tell them everything.
So did you get out there when the song started, just doing the dance on your own, and then nobody joined?
Like, hello?
No, he was supposed to do it for me. Like, I got in the chair, sat down as we spoke about, and he was supposed to have his friends come up, and they were all supposed to dance, and I'm sitting there looking like, okay, so where's my dance? And all his friends are staring at me like, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh, are you serious?
Oh.
Happy wedding day. Amy in Atlanta, he had one job, just one job.
Yeah, so my husband forgot to invite anyone to my supposed-to-be surprise 30th birthday party.
So nobody showed up to your 30th?
Yes, it was like a joint surprise party thing. A friend of ours was turning 40, I was turning 30, and yeah, we got there, and he was like, oops.
So did your 40-year-old friend have a whole bunch of her friends there?
My 40-year-old friend had a bunch of his friends and family there. And my best friend showed up, and she was like, hey, where's everybody else? And I was like, oh, what's going on? And so, yeah, eventually my friend ended up telling me that it was supposed to be a party for the both of us. And so, yeah, I got really drunk and just tried to forget that anything like that ever happened.
And I tried to forget that I ever got married.
That's the worst.
At least it was a joint party, so there were people there. It's not like she walked into a restaurant expecting a bunch of people to yell surprise, and it was just her best friend.
But she starts looking around like, where are my friends?
I don't know any of these people. All right, 404-263-0941. He had one job. The rest of your phone calls, and we'll tell you what JP almost screwed up royally, which is related to his wedding less than a month away.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star
94.1.
You gave him one job, and he screwed it up. Inspired by JP, who almost dropped the ball on the one thing he was in charge of for his wedding weekend. We're making him feel better because there's comfort in numbers. We'll hear his story and take a couple more phone calls. JP, it's less than a month away. Can you believe it?
No,
I don't.
It's 4 weeks from tomorrow, right?
Can't wait.
JP is getting married to his fiance Heidi, and Heidi is the most buttoned up. She used to be an event planner, or did she used to plan weddings, or both?
Both.
Okay. So
over
she's
400 events planned in her lifetime, most likely.
So she's got this wedding planning thing down. She's crossing the T's. She's dotting the I's. She's you know, making the decorations, ordering the ones that she can't make, like making a sketch of the room and like where all the tables are going to go, where the tent. She is on it. And JP had one job, the honeymoon. And he was nervous when the hurricanes were blowing through.
Mm-hmm.
He was nervous because so many islands tragically affected, but dodged that bullet. And the islands you're going to, not that affected, but you almost wreaked havoc on your wedding weekend with one small detail.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into planning a honeymoon, where you want to go, the hotels, if you want all-inclusive. A lot of options, a lot of things that were a little bit beyond my capacity.
Well, here's what I know about you, working with JP for a year. Hardest working man that I know. Works best when he's focused on one task at a time.
Yeah.
You're a to-do list guy. So you look at your list and it says, produce these commercials, and you're laser focused on that. But if something happens, something comes and distracts you, then you like they'll never get done.
Yeah, it's tough.
Just laser focused.
Yep.
So there's a lot of moving parts when it comes to a honeymoon. And JP almost forgot a big one.
We were going to go from Atlanta to Nassau, and that's all I booked airplane-wise.
Okay.
We're trying to go to another island, an island hop from Nassau to an island called Eleuthera.
Yep.
Can't swim there. If you wanted to take a ferry, it'd take 5 hours. And I kind of didn't book an airplane from Nassau to Eleuthera, and we would have been stranded on Nassau when we have 3 days to spend in Eleuthera.
We've been kicking across the channel, holding on to a pool noodle.
So Heidi, this whole time, is like, I can't wait to go from one island to the next. I'm so excited. And did you tell her?
I slapped my forehead and said, well, should have had a V8 because I didn't do that.
So you tiptoe backwards out of the room. You're like, I can't wait either. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
I tried something for 5 hours trying to find a way to get from one island to the next, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it from whatever. And then Heidi did it, and I was lucky that she was able to do it.
Heidi ended up doing it.
But I booked both hotels. It's not like I'm working at an M&M factory, and they say, hey, what letter you use? And I went X. Like, this was tough.
Karen in Norcross, give JP some comfort in numbers.
My man, all he had to do, he had one job, and that was to show up on time to my wedding. But he was 2 hours late.
No.
How do you show up 2 hours late to a wedding?
Well, my husband is very chill, and he was just kind of hanging out with he has two children, and he was like, oh, I've got plenty of time to get me and my 10-year-old son ready, and it's no big deal. Well, he wasn't just putting on jeans and a t-shirt. Like, it's a tux. You have to get dressed and go through steps, and you're getting a 10-year-old dress, so that's like,
I would have showed up. I would rather have showed up at that wedding, at my own wedding, wearing a bathrobe and slippers than be 2 hours late.
2 hours late is at that point you think, okay, they ran.
He ain't showing up.
He ran.
He ain't. He's got his passport and he's on his way somewhere.
Sorry, babe, I put the wrong address in the GPS.
Yeah, nope, not on your wedding day. All right, last call, comfort in numbers. So let JP know he's not the only man who just had one job. Heather in Calhoun.
Well, I won a special award through my company that only 12 people had gotten. And I go up to get my award, and I gave him my phone, and I said, make sure you record it. He didn't hit the record button.
Oh.
It's gone forever.
Heather, it's going to live on in your heart.
I know. I have the award sitting there looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have.
You have it living in your heart.
Oh, but that's the worst when you think you've hit record on a video and you're like a minute in and then you realize the time's not ticking.
Yeah, but usually it's like your dog doing something silly. It's not an award ceremony.
I know, but oh, that feeling he felt right when he realized that.
Oopsie.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.